Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hey, South Africa, it is good to be back, and after a long weekend of fishing, we've got a lot of good reports. However, in between that, some not so good. So there are certain areas of the country which is on absolute fire at the moment. However, there are some where the wind conditions is just not playing the part, where anglers can't go out. In fact, some of them haven't been out all week, not even over the past long weekend. So we are going to break it down for you, and as we have more holidays coming up, we are going to make sure we get you onto the most accurate feeding spots, because that's what we do here on Angler News South Africa. We make sure we bring you the latest, freshest content and make sure you get those rods bending this weekend. Let's kick off the show on the north coast of KZN, where we are in Sadwana Bay, and we've got a report, a very quick, brief report, but a very accurate report from our correspondent who's based in Sadwana Bay, and his name is Rickard. This is what he had to say.
Hi, Vinesh. Yes, weekend, I must be honest, there's no current at the moment, but the fishing was not too bad. Kuta around, a lot of kuta around, and marlin. Yeah, there was a bit of marlin around. Yellowfin, I don't know, the tunas was just off the bite. So hopefully when weather change, that will come to light. But yeah, definitely kuta and marlin.
Kuta and marlin. Fantastic. That is great to hear. Thank you so much, Rickard. Now, moving down onto the coastline, we are in St. Lucia, where we've got our usual correspondent, Mr. Jeff Ashwood. And he's got a good report of what's been going on this past week in St. Lucia, and perhaps what you could look forward to over this long weekend.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff Ashwood from St. Lucia, just giving you a report on the boat fishing. Deep sea fishing has been great again. Remember, we've just come through long weekend, and the guys that came through, I'm sure they had a great time. Quite a lot of kuta still around, still lots of shoalies. But there has been one or two decent fish. I saw a crocodile of 32 kilos that was caught at Cape Vidal. So it's nice to see some really good fish coming out. The weather, the cold front that came through, that messed up things a bit for the first 2 days, but the sea has settled nicely, and the guys are having nice safe launches. It's been really great. Also, there's a lot more bait fish available to the guys. So I think that's also helped getting some better results. But until the next fish, guys, enjoy your fishing. We'll chat later.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. And I'm glad to hear the sea has settled and the fish is on the bite. So St. Lucia, definitely one of the hot spots for this weekend. And while we are continuing with the good fishing, Richards Bay. So there's been some decent kuta that's been reported and some good bottom fish as well. If you're fishing the harbor area, there's been some fantastic reports of grunter coming out. In fact, some serious grunter to be bragging about. You could even probably get your personal best. So, North Coast looking good so far. What about Mtanzini Banks? Well, let's leave that for Nick from Mtanzini to tell us all about it. Here's Nick.
Afternoon, Vinesh. Yeah, afternoon, guys. Friday was okay. North Coast fish and stuff. Saturday, I don't know why, I think one boat went out, but Sunday and Monday, a lot of guys went out. They caught kuta, but nice big ones as well. If you look at the fishing, any fishing reports, you see pictures of them. They got one of the guys managed the wahoo, which is not very common in our waters. The guys did catch them from time to time. Yellowfin tunas, jobfish was caught, amberjacks, bottoms for chains. Bottoms were good, nice size cobs, you know, let's say 3 to 4 kilo cobs. I don't think we're going to have a very good boating weekend. Oh, the river. Biggest things we caught were eels. What I noted over the weekend, that a lot of families were fishing on the river. The river was extremely busy with boats and people picnicking on the side, and it seems they were more focused on the kids having fun. Umlalazi River being one of the last few pristine estuaries left in KZN. there's no healthy mess you're going to make a fish, so you can catch every kind of stump nose baby. I think three or four different kinds of grunter babies, and the list goes on and on and on. So nothing exciting in the river, but the river is alive with little fish. So if you're coming up and you want to fish in the river, fish hard, big baits, you get big fish. Fish hard, little baits, you get little fish. Enjoy your weekend, guys. Till next week.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Another good, honest report from you. So as we can see, it was good, but not looking so good for this weekend. However, there's still a lot of possibility to wet the line in the river if you're heading out there with the family, because Mtanzini is certainly a great family destination to spend the weekends. So now moving on to your areas of Stanga, Zinkwazi, Amshloti, Balito. Those areas have also been fishing fairly well this past week. We have received some decent reports of some kuta, snook, and the bottom fishing was certainly something to brag about as well. And with this weekend's weather looking fairly decent, it's definitely worth wetting a line out there. But what about Durban? So in Durban, we've got Brad Krobler, who's our regular correspondent, who's out fishing virtually every single day from first light to last light. And this is his report of what's been going on in Durban and surrounding areas.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Tuesday, the 22nd. A report for the last couple of days off Durban and the ski boat side. Well, guys, it's been a really, really strong north to south current running over the last couple of days. So bottom fish has been pretty difficult trying to keep your sink on the ground, but when you do get down there, there has been quite nice fish. There's been some nice kuta happening, off Westbrook area, Westbrook and Sloty. Today being Tuesday, I went out on a nice deep trip out to the deep. Some bottom fishing was pretty decent with no current today. Got a couple of Dorado and lost a sailfish. So water, 26 degrees, nice and blue out there. So guys, good luck and keep trying, keep fishing.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Always great to hear from you and always great to have your honest report. We really appreciate it. So guys, make sure we've got some big sinkers in our arsenal around Durban with those heavy currents. And sorry, Brad, pity about the Saley. But now off to Amanzan Toti and Warner Beach. So we've got Brian, who's our correspondent in the area. And also, weather conditions looking not so good. But here's what he had to say with his report.
Hi, Vinesh. All good. The fishing offshore, I haven't heard much in terms of fishing. A lot of our local guys have been going to other places, like launching at Umkabars, launching out of Durban, getting one or two fish, but quite the sea conditions. Although the guys have been able to get out, the water hasn't been very clean. You know, due to all the rivers washing down, had been to the Transcar over the Friday, Saturday, and from Port Shepstone right down, the water's brown. Very good colour line, but far out. You're looking at about 2 to 3 kilometres offshore. Right down to a spot in the Transcar, water's dirty. I've heard of one or two kuta, but not local, eh? It's all Scottsboro, Durban, one or two kuta, some tuna, but it's all not locally. It's all south coast in it. The water hasn't been very clean at all. Have a good one. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Brian. Another week where fishing has been tough. It's not what the anglers want to really hear, especially if you fish in the Toti Warner Beach area. However, this is what we do at Angler New South Africa. We bring you the true report. So if there's no fish, there is no fish. It is what it is, I guess. But as Brian mentioned, in Scottsboro, which is not too far off, there has been some reports of kuta. In fact, some nice size ones averaging the 22 kilo mark. There's also been reports of tuna, a bit of bottom fish. The guys have been getting some salmon, some shad, brusher, and rock salmon in between that as well. So Scottsboro, Pennington, Park Rainey, those areas, that's definitely a little more livelier if you are trying to drift away from the Warner Beach Toti area. But now off to Margate, and there again, dirty water, as Brian mentioned earlier. But it is not all doom and gloom, because as you fish the Port Shepstone, Shelley Beach, Yuvongo, Margate, Port Edward area, although the water's dirty, we still got reports of cooter, tuna, and a lot of good bottom fish reports that have come through. In fact, guys are bragging about the rocker that's been coming out. So that rounds off our KZN report. Now moving on to the Eastern Cape, where we speak to our usual correspondent, John, who's got some better reports from what he had last week. And this is what he had to say.
Yeah, good evening, Vinesh. Just giving you a quick report from the East London area for the past weekend. We had a competition for Quelega Ski Boat Club on Saturday, and there were forecasts of easterlies the entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which gradually built up throughout the day to stronger winds, and offshore was forecast pretty strong easterlies from midday onwards. But yes, these never materialized, and with the competition on, there were quite a few boats out, and I know a few Danube boats were out, and also a few East London boats were out, and on the shelf the conditions actually turned out to be almost ideal. There was a very, very light easterly blowing, and temperatures of around 24.5 degrees on the shelf and 19 degrees in the shallows. The guys that stayed in the shallows battled quite a bit. The water was pretty murky, and not much was on the bite. A couple of boats came in with some black mussel cracker. There were a few Santas or soldiers caught, one or two Scotties, and a few cob were also caught. Cob seemed to like the dirty water. So yeah, the boats venturing deep found almost ideal conditions, as I said, on the shelf. The current was very fishable at around about 1.5 to 2 knots, and to top off a nice fishing conditions, the fish were feeding nicely as well. A lot of red steenbrass were caught. A lot of people say these fish are endangered, and yes, they are endangered, but believe me, in our area they are still very, very abundant and active, and when they do come on the bite, they really feed properly. We managed to successfully release about 5 or 6 of them, and we were lucky enough on my boat also. We ventured towards the JK area, which is a well-known reef on the shelf off East London mouth, and we managed to land a nice yellowtail as well, and another one reefed us. So fishing was very good all around. A few boats came in with some carpenters or dogs, as they know here. Three Miss Lucy's were brought in as well. Nice Miss Lucy's, or Red Stumps as they call them elsewhere in the country. So yeah, very nice weekend. I didn't hear of many game fish coming out. One of the boats caught a nice Dorado of 14 kilos and another one of around 8 kilos. They were trawling conas, small conas, apparently homemade conas, but I didn't hear of any other game fish. We did try ourselves. We never got any game fish, but conditions are still good around the Eastern Cape and especially East London area. So anybody wishing to get out, conditions are still good and the fish are feeding very nicely. Very, very enjoyable weekend fishing.
Thank you so much for that, John. It's always great to hear from you and your fishing reports and your detail in it. And I'm glad to hear the fishing in the Eastern Cape is picking up. And while we continue with the Eastern Cape, we are off to Port Alfred, where we speak to Desmond. Desmond hasn't been out much, but he did get some. He did keep his ears on the ground. So this is what he had to say.
I didn't go out over the weekend personally, but I did hear some guys caught some nice cobbler and geelbek. But the days have been nice. I'm trying to go here maybe Wednesday or Thursday. But yes, the fishing has started to pick up.
Thank you so much for that, Desmond. And I wish you all the best as you went out. Well, we're reporting this on Thursday, the 24th of March. And Desmond is heading out today. And with the conditions looking good, I'm looking forward to a report from Port Alfred next week. So, guys, as we continue in with the Eastern Cape and the good reports, here is Lando from Port Elizabeth with his report.
Yeah, guys, we just had the long weekend now, so the weather was up and down, but we did, you know, the guys did go out on the boats. They saw lots of bait fish. They did get a couple of bonnies, but nothing to write home about. Most of the side fishing was actually pretty good. I mean, there was lots of elf around. The guys got some steenbrass off the side. They got the odd mussel cracker. down towards Van Staden's area. They've got a few fish. But the boating, I think, is going to get quite a bit better now because the guys are starting to go look for tuna. So because the bait fish have arrived quite thick, and that was yesterday. So the guys are starting to, they're going to run out this week probably and look for some tuna. And obviously, we've got the Tuna Classic coming up soon. So the guys are going to start putting 40, 50 boats out there looking for fish. So I think, yeah, we're going to find that we're going to have a lot of guys looking for those tuna. And I think we'll, if the weather plays the game, I think the guys will get some tuna. And that will be on bait and on Rapala and on skirts. But otherwise, yeah, I think the Tuna Classics, I think, coming up on the 6th. So I reckon the guys will be running, as soon as the weather's right, they'll be running out there. So yeah, and then down St. Francis area, I know they have been getting some tuna and some bonnies. And then they've been getting some leries off the point there. So yeah, let's see what happens, and we'll go from there. Thanks a lot, guys. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Lando. And with that Tuna Classic coming soon and over 50 boats being out, we can't wait to get the reports of what the results were. Now, moving on to Mossel Bay, where unfortunately, this is where the reports start turning to be not so great. Our correspondence hasn't had too much to report on, apart from a few Cobb, Shad, and Kalyun. There hasn't been much guys going out fishing, unfortunately, around the Mossel Bay area due to the weather conditions. However, it is set to improve, and we are hoping next week we can give you a better report from Mossel Bay. And guys, unfortunately, Plattenberg Bay, Still Bay, Straysby, and Khan's Bay, pretty much the same thing. Not much reports coming out from there because, once again, weather conditions and heavy winds hasn't allowed anglers to go out, and we didn't have too much to report on. While speaking of reporters, we have Michelle from Hermanus who's given us a report, and this is what she had to say about the fishing this week in her area.
Good morning, Vinesh. It's Michelle from Hermanus. It's nice to be back. So there's not much of an update from the previous week, but cold water and still an easterly. So east is least, so it's not a very, very promising wind to take on. But at the Grijs, the Damme, and at Rietfontein came out some cob. And then my boyfriend Alwyn and his friends went to Pearly Beach last weekend, and they got some galjoen and steenbras. So yeah, at least there's something looking a little bit more alive on that side. But in Hermanus itself, in town, nothing going on, unfortunately. So yeah, we are hoping that things will get a little bit better. And yeah, we've got another competition in Straysby happening this weekend. So let's see what happens there. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Michelle. And yes, although the fishing hasn't been really good this past week, Hermanus is not the only area. We do appreciate your honest report. And continuing with the not so great fishing, Betty's Bay, Gordon's Bay, Somerset West. Guys, once again, we have contacted everyone we possibly could. We spoke to tackle stores. We spoke to charter companies, we spoke to our friends, and unfortunately, the weather has got the better of everyone, and there hasn't been much activity going on. Heavy winds are really, really tough conditions out there. In fact, even all the bait fish, all that rugby fields of mackerel that Rudy has spoke about last week, that's even gone. So unfortunately, it is quite challenging this past week in the Cape area. Yeah. Hoping that next week it just, you know, gets better and we got something better to report on. It's been a really tough week to gather reports purely because no one is fishing. If you are still wanting to wet a line, there is the rock and surf fishing that's been quite good. In fact, the reports on the rock and surf, I know this is an offshore report, but on the rock and surf side, if you're fishing off the reefs, there's been fantastic reports of keelback, cob, all your reef fish species, and in fact a massive amount of kalyun that the guys have been bragging about. So although we can't get out with our boats, we are fishermen and we still want to fish, so perhaps consider a bit of rock and surf for this week when these conditions are pushing quite hard. So moving on to Hout Bay, where I've got a report from Sean. Once again, it's not the most fabulous report, but it is an honest report, and that is what it is all about, getting you onto the right fishing spot. I'm going to leave Sean to tell you all about it.
So good morning all, Sean here from Hooked on Africa Fishing Charters and Hooked on Africa Fresh Fish Market in the Hout Bay Harbour. Guys, the wind continues to blow, sadly. It's blown the entire weekend. It's blowing today. There's a bit of a gap on Thursday, so we will push it. Myself and another charter operator are going to push it on Thursday. It's not going to be flat, but we do believe there's a lot of yellowfin out there, so we're going to push it on Thursday. Sadly, after that, Friday is gale again, and Saturday is also gales as well as Sunday. So the forecast for the week is not looking great. There's a bit of snook way up north at Port Nolloth, I hear. There's nothing at Cape Point at the moment. There was a little bit of snook that came out, one or two yellowtail, but I think after these 3 days of gale force winds, that water's going to be ice cold. So yeah, tight lines during the week. That's the report, and we'll chat next week. Standing by.
Thank you so much for that, Sean. And yes, we will be absolutely standing by. We are bringing this report to you on Thursday the 24th when Sean is out there, and we are really curious to know how the fishing went, and we will be sure to give you the full report. So guys, yes, another report where it's not looking so fabulous on the West Coast for this weekend, and our final correspondent reiterates the exact same thing. So it seems as though skiboat fishing is more or less off, unfortunately. However, as anglers, we want to make sure we are still fishing, so we got to get those surf rods out, because the surf fishing is pretty good at the moment on the West Coast. In fact, numerous amounts of Kalyun and cob that's been coming out, and we are going to leave our final correspondent, Linton Nockey, to just elaborate how good this is. This report was from a bit earlier in the week when the fishing was pretty good over the long weekend.
Vinny, how's the boyki? Just to let you know, Strand Reefs produce some beautiful cob, but Bekasi side, Kalyun, and more Kalyun, and some beautiful Kalyun that came out. There was also a bit of cob that came out, using fresh chukka, and of course, cob candy, mass banker. So yeah, that's been all right. I think the guys who persevered and worked hard got their fish. I know there was a couple of cob that came out at Sadie's Trunt, but yeah, and that's about all for now, Kazi. But as I said, lots of Kalyun. People are targeting Kalyun left, right, and center. And it's been some really good fish. And yeah, the cob were a nice, decent size, old size cob. But yeah, you had to work for it. You had to work.
So guys, I just chatted with Linton about an hour ago, and this is at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, and the conditions are still the same for the skiboat fishing. Once again, looks like we are doing rock and surf fishing on the West Coast this weekend, because as I got my reports from Langeban and Saldanha, it appears to be the same story. Heavy winds didn't allow any anglers to go out, hence nothing much to report on. And now finally, rounding off in Namibia. Well, guys, once again, it is cob, and did I say it enough? Cob. Cob is all over the place. Great sizes, great numbers. The guys have been bragging the entire week about the cob, all the way around Swartkop, Cape Cross, Horingbay, and Henke's Bay. With the good weather predicted for this weekend, it is sure to continue that good purple patch that's going on at the moment. And with that brings us to the end of this week's fishing report. Looks like the north coast of KZN is certainly the hottest spots to be, as well as the Eastern Cape. Western Cape, good luck. We are looking forward to bringing you reports of what really did go on. As we know, this is a fishing report and not a fishing prediction. So, you know, let's hope for the best. Cross our fingers, and hopefully we can get a lot of rods bending this weekend. Guys, as always, this is Angler News South Africa, South Africa's first fishing podcast series. And wherever you are listening to this, please hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, and comment. Let us know what you feel, what your catches are, what you want to hear about, areas that we are not possibly touching on. We try to cover it all and try to bring you the best possible results to make sure you get on the right fishing spot. But we need to hear from you, so make sure you get in touch with us. Guys, once again, this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Please give them a call, because not only do they cover your personal watercrafts, they will also cover your home and vehicle and personal insurance as well. And it's always great to support those that support you. So guys, once again, McChrystal Insurance Brokers. And with that brings us to the end of our show. I am fortunate I live in KZN, where there are far more hotspots and the warm water conditions where the rods have been bending throughout the week, and I can't wait to go and wet a line. For the Angler News South Africa, I am Vinesh Sugrim. Always remember to respect your bag limits and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.